USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The vast container ship that has been blocking the Suez Canal for 6 days has been freed and is moving north to an anchor point. That's according to the Suez Canal Authority, paving the way to open the critical waterway and end days of global supply delays. A 911 operator is recalling watching Derek Chauvin kneel on George Floyd's neck during his arrest last May. Jenna Scurry calling her immediate supervisor because she was watching a live video feed of Floyd's arrest and telling the court she had a gut instinct something was wrong.
I didn't know. You can call me a snitch if you want to, but we have the cameras up for 320's call. I don't know if they had used force or not. They got something out of the back of the squad, and all of them sat on this man.
The prosecution playing the recording of the call when she took the stand today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden has continued to travel over the weekend to his Delaware home. This as the CDC is continuing to advise people to avoid non-essential travel. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the president and his traveling.
Well, I would say that the president travels, as does the vice president, on a private plane. That is the purview of every president and vice president throughout American history. That is, of course, different than traveling on a commercial flight and going to mass events. As you know, the president is not hosting rallies, nor is the vice president. We take the role of being models quite seriously, but I think most Americans would recognize the difference.
Prosecutors in Seattle, Washington are charging a Black Lives Matter activist with felony hate crime after he allegedly threatened multiple Asian Americans on two separate occasions earlier this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Major League Baseball fans prepare for opening day this week, when can we expect to have stadiums at full capacity?
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court decided on Monday to take up an abortion case from Kentucky. It's the first since Justice Amy Coney Barrett's addition to the court, giving it a 6-3 conservative majority. The case revolves around Kentucky's 2018 ban on abortions in which an unborn child is dismembered while still alive. Oral arguments of the case expected later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.